营养师，想控制体重还能不能吃真奶炸鸡啊？营养师，想改变体态，可是好多聚餐该怎么办？营养师，要怎么稳定体重？我不想一直复胖哎。Eat Partner， 好伙伴，陪你吃饭的好伙伴。好伙伴的饮食骇客，简单实用，轻松执行，用科学与专业带你避开饮食地雷，突破卡关，破解陷阱迷思。点击资讯栏连结或搜寻 Eat Partner 好伙伴陪你吃。
听故事学英文。It's time for a story.
Hello, my little friends. This is Sandy. 我是才玉老师。欢迎收听听故事学英文。那我们好久都没有一起唱唱 silly song, 谈谈乌克丽丽了。所以今天我要邀请你跟着我一起唱一首非常好听的儿童英文歌曲。而且啊，这也曾经被改编成一首经典的爵士歌曲哦。The song is called A Tisket, A Tasket. And the song goes like this.A tisket, a tasket, a green and yellow basket. I wrote a letter to my friend, and all the way I dropped it. I dropped it, I dropped it, and all the way I dropped it. A little girl, she picked it up and put it in her pocket. 是不是一首很轻快的歌呢？其实刚刚那一段是一首已经流传非常久的英文的童谣，早在1879年的时候，就是将近150年前就已经在美国流传了。后来一位非常著名的爵士女歌手 Ella Fitzgerald， 她在1938年的时候就将这首童谣做了一点延伸，还有一点改编，增加了一段歌词还有旋律，后来就成为爵士音乐史上非常著名、很经典的一首歌曲哦。那 Ella Fitzgerald 她新增跟改编的内容就像这样子。
She was trucking on down the avenue, but not a single thing to do. She was beck, beck, becking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die.
这首歌真的很好听，唱起来也很好玩呢。如果你需要这首歌的歌词，我会放在本集节目的详细资讯栏。我也有将乌克丽丽的谱写下来，提供需要的大人还有家长在家里跟着小朋友一起自弹自唱哦。那接下来就跟着我一起一句一句来学习这首歌的歌词吧。第一句的歌词啊，是这样说的。
A tisket, a tasket, a green and yellow basket.
其实这一句的 a tisket, a tasket, 跟歌名一样 they are made up words. 这个只是编出来的没有意义的文字，只是为了跟之后的文字押韵。 A tisket, a tasket, a basket, I dropped it.所以是为了押韵，念起来好玩，才编出来的。
A tisket, a tasket, a green and yellow basket.
那么 basket, B-A-S-K-E-T, basket 就是篮子的意思，像是那种手提的藤编的野餐篮，就可以称为 basket。歌词说 a green and yellow basket.Basket， 这个篮子是绿色跟黄色的。那再来第二句的歌词这样唱说
：I wrote a letter to my friend, and on the way I dropped it。
我写了一封信给我的朋友，可是就在我走在路上的时候，我却不小心把信给弄掉了，掉在地上。
So I wrote a letter.L-E-T-T-E-R, letter,
就是一封信。我写了一封信，要给谁呢？ to my friend. 给我的朋友写了一封信。So what do you think I wrote in the letter? 现在啊，其实用纸跟笔写信的人已经很少了。常常我们都用 Line 传讯息。不过以前没有电脑、没有手机、没有网络的时候，如果你有话想对远方的朋友说，除了打电话之外，你就可以把想说的话写在纸上，写成一封信，再寄出去，请邮差送到远方的朋友的手中。So I wrote a letter, but on the way, I dropped it. Uh-oh, 可能是在去寄信的途中，拿着拿着，不小心就把信掉在地上了。I dropped it. Drop, D-R-O-P, drop, 就是掉下去的意思。Oops, I dropped it. 没有拿好就掉下去了。于是啊，第三句的歌词这样唱说。I dropped it, I dropped it. Yes, on the way, I dropped it. Uh-oh, 掉下去了，掉下去了。哎呀，就在途中就被我弄丢了。A little girl, she picked it up. 结果啊，在途中就被一个小女生捡到我掉在地上的这封信。And put it in her pocket. 这个小女孩把信捡起来之后，就放在她的口袋里面耶。那这两句有两个很实用的单字。第一个是 pick it up， 捡起来。比如说你把书丢在地上，或是垃圾不小心丢在地上了，老师可能就会跟你说 pick it up， 请把东西捡起来哦。Pick it up， 请把它拿起来，捡起来。那第二个实用的单字是 pocket，P-O-C-K-E-T。几乎啊，每一条裤子或者是外套都会有这个东西，就是你的口袋 ，pocket。What do you put in your pocket？ 你都在口袋里面装什么东西呢 ？Well, I keep my keys and maybe。Money in my pocket. 所以其实这一整首的童谣就是在唱着说啊，我提着一个蓝色、绿色的篮子，里面装着一封信，但是在路上，这封信掉在半路，结果被一个小女孩捡到了，放在她的口袋里面。那我们一起再来复习一次这一段的歌词好吗？ Are you ready?A disket, a tasket, a green and yellow basket. I wrote a letter to my friend, and on the way I dropped it. I dropped it, I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it. A little girl, she picked it up and put it in her pocket.那其实原始的这首童谣呢，在1938年的时候，就由当时才17岁的爵士女歌手 Ella Fitzgerald， 她就做了一些改编。结果没想到这首歌受到极大的欢迎，还曾经蝉联排行榜19周的冠军，成为经典的爵士名曲，也让年轻的 Ella Fitzgerald 一炮而红。所以我们现在一起来透过 Ella Fitzgerald 她改编还有延伸出来的歌词跟内容来学习一些实用的英文单字吧。那这个延伸的歌词就从这封信被一个小女孩捡走开始发展。那封信掉在地上之后，到底是怎么样被这个小女孩捡到的呢？ She was trucking on down the avenue, but not a single thing to do.原来啊，这个小女孩当时就在街上走着走着，没有什么特别重要的事情要做。在这里我们听到一个单字是 avenue， A-V-E-N-U-E， avenue， avenue 就是一条大街的意思。She was walking down the avenue， 她就在这个大街上走着走着。 but not a single thing to do. 可能就只是在漫无目的的闲晃吧，晃来晃去的。She was peck, peck, pecking all around when she spied it on the ground. 歌词说 She was peck, peck, pecking all around. Peck, P-E-C-K, peck. 其实这个字原本是用来形容小鸡啊或是小鸟咚咚咚咚在啄食的样子。这首歌形容说小女孩走在街上 She was peck, 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 pecking all around. 就好像小鸡这样脖子伸长看看这边伸长看看那边看看路上有什么新鲜事。When she spied it on the ground. 就在这个时候她看见地上掉了一个东西嘿有一个篮子有一封信。When she spied it on the ground. Spy, S-P-Y, spy. 这个字的意思是突然注意到突然看到的意思。She spied it on the ground. 就是 she saw it on the ground. 她就注意到说咦奇怪怎么地上有人掉了一个东西呢 She took it, she took it, my little yellow basket. 于是这个女孩她就捡了起来 She took it, she took my little yellow basket. 她就把我掉在地上的篮子给捡走了 Uh-oh. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. 要是这个女孩不把我的篮子还回来，我就要死定了，我就惨了。我好想要把那个篮子还有我写的那封信找回来。要是拿不回来呀、啊，哎呀 ，I think that I will die. 哎呀，我就要难过死了啦。She was trekking on down the avenue, but not a single thing to do. She was peck, peck, pecking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. 其实在这一整段之后Ella Fitzgerald 她还编了另外一大段的故事来延续这首歌歌曲非常的好听可是因为内容比较复杂我们今天就先学唱到这边好吗如果你想要听听 Ella Fitzgerald 她唱的爵士的版本你可以搜寻 A Tisket, A Tasket 然后再加上 Ella Fitzgerald 的名字 Ella, E-L-L-A FitzgeraldF-I-T-Z-G-E-R-A-L-D Ella Fitzgerald 你就可以听听看一代爵士天后所演唱的经典歌曲哦那接下来我要邀请小朋友把这首歌的歌词印下来你可以在本集节目的详细资讯栏就找得到那我们一起来好好的唱唱歌 Are you ready? 我们总共要唱两遍第一遍先慢慢的唱第二遍再用比较快的速度唱一次好吗 Let's sing the song together A Tisket, A Tasket A Tisket, A Tasket A green and yellow basket I wrote a letter to my friend And on the way I dropped itI dropped it, I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it. A little girl, she picked it up and put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue, but not a single thing to do. She was peck, peck, pecking all around.When she spied it on the ground, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. 慢的唱完了，接下来我们要用比较快一点的速度再来复习一次这首歌哦。Are you ready?
Basket, a basket, a green and yellow basket. I wrote a letter to my friend and on the way I dropped it. I dropped it, I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it. A little girl, she picked it up and put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue.But not a single thing to do. She was pack, pack, packing all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die.
Hi kids and friends and families, this is Sandy, 我是才玉老师。今天的节目就差不多到这边要结束咯。如果你觉得这个 podcast 很棒，对孩子很有帮助，我想邀请听众朋友进一步赞助支持听故事学英文永续经营，让我可以有能力长长久久以完全免费的方式提供小朋友们一个安心快乐学习英文的资源。我会将赞助的连结放在节目的详细资讯栏给大家参考。我也要谢谢一直以来帮助我的听众们，让听故事学英文连续两年获得 KKBOX 百大 Podcast 节目的大奖。大家的支持就是我前进的动力。其实啊，无论任何一种形式的鼓励，我都真心的收下了。很欢迎爸爸妈妈也可以到 Apple Podcast 为我留下五颗星的评价，或者是在评论区留言，让我知道你们一家人收听的心得还有感想哦。那今天的节目就到这边结束，希望大家都唱歌唱得很开心。And don't forget to come back next week for another fun English story. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye, friends!